ABC.
abc.net.au/sunshine. Earlier this week, we spoke with CEO Mark Pattenberg about the Sunshine Coast Innovation Centre's business pitch competition. Winners were announced last night, and Mark is here with us again. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
And Russell Gibbons of Hudson Toke was the winner, and he's here too. Hello, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
And your kids are in the glass box with Melissa, just having a big laugh hearing you on the radio.
Family affair.
So before we talk to you, Russell, Mark, can you tell us how stiff was the competition last night?
Look, it was very tough. The judges had a very hard time coming down to the top 10. We had 34 applicants, 70% over above last year, and we managed to get it down to the top 10, and then to get it down to the top three was even more difficult. We had a range of companies from software platforms, fishing devices, kitchen products, GPS asset tracking, e-health, agricultural innovations and online learning. So it was very difficult.
Mm. Now, this is the second year that you've run this, and this is the Innovation Centre at the University of the Sunshine Coast, and you're basically helping small businesses in a way, aren't you?
That's right. We've got 1,400 square metres of office space, and we've got very flexible leases. We've got great connectivity to the internet. We've got an entrepreneur in residence there to help mentor the startups through those very first few years of the startup's life, and they're very vulnerable. Unfortunately, a lot of startups and small businesses fail in their first 5 years. So that's our role, to help get them through and incubate them out.
What is the percentage that a small business? Russell, put your fingers in your ears.
He's a survivor. He's now right. Selling, which is a great sign.
But it's a huge percentage, isn't it?
About 90%. Yeah. In 5 years, 90% fail, unfortunately.
Mm. So having some help, as the Innovation Centre here on the Sunshine Coast does, is a great thing to do. Now, was it just the pitch, or did the entrants have to have other substantiating figures and plans for you to consider?
They did. They had to put a 500-word application in and or a video clip, and some of the creative ones put a very interesting video clip through. And at when the 10 finalists pitched, they had to have a short business plan to lodge as well.
Right. Okay. Russell, over to you. Surrounded by your packets of treats that I can't eat because they are for animals. You've got horse treats, small animal treats, dog treats.
And we even do cat treats.
Ah, even the cats. But can I ask you to do a version of the pitch that you did last night so we can get an idea of what a winning pitch sounds like?
I can try it for sure.
Okay.
Okay, so look, Hudson Toke is a startup company based here on the Sunshine Coast. In essence, we specialise in branding, creating and manufacturing training treats specifically for horses, with a suite of other products to cater for the broader pet industry as companion products and diversification. So the brand has been specifically designed to be versatile and with a view for vertical integration and brand extension. Everything we make, though, is made here in Australia from Australian produce. We've aimed at a segment of the Australian equine industry, so the pleasure horse segment, which is equestrian and pony clubs. And we've done that because they need a high level of training, plus there's a high level of human interaction as well. The figures are fairly impressive. There's about 1 million pleasure horses across Australia, so and they know how to spend and they want to treat their horses well.
Mm.
So they're is a really good opportunity to create a recognised and versatile professional brand based on loyal customers. You see, with treats, it's a consumable business. So when somebody buys our treats, and if they like the treats, more importantly, if the horses or the dogs like the treats, yeah, they're highly likely to come back again and keep coming back. And if us as a business can keep delivering good quality service and great quality products, well, then there's an opportunity to create a loyal brand following, but then to use this to extend into other products in a highly targeted manner. Also, the equine industry they spend quite large amounts on their horses as well. So that works well in our favour. They can spend anywhere for up to $10,000 a year per horse. Also, people with horses tend to have other pets as well. So that presents an opportunity for product diversification, which we've already recognised and taken advantage of with our other suite of products. And also the equine industry is fashion conscious and equipment intensive. So that gives us an opportunity into the future for brand extension. You know, we know what equipment they're using. We know what type of clothes they need for their sports. So if they're buying them from somebody else, why not buy from us? So the product for the horse treats in particular, it's all natural. You know, there's no added preservatives. There's no sugar added. There's supplements which we can add to help with support bone and joints and coat, things like that. So it's a great product. We all like to treat our animals as well. You know, we believe at Hudson Tope, you know, treating our animals brilliantly, pardon the pun, you know, treating our animals brilliantly makes you as a person feel good too. And that brings a lot of, you know, a lot of benefit to you. The horses, the animals, whether it's dog or a horse, if they're in a training environment, if they know they're going to be rewarded with something really tasty, they're more inclined to want to obey, and that enhances the whole education process for not only the animal, but also for you as the owner as well. So we aim to stand out with our brand. You know, we've done a lot of work to create a professional, versatile brand, but our recipe and our production process is specific to us. You know, we started this over a year and a half ago, and we've had to make it, develop it, create it, maybe invent it, if you will, and all that is in-house knowledge. Also, we have a large range of treats as well and products, which is important not just to consumers but also to the people we sell to, which is, you know, pet shops or produce stores as well, because there needs to be a nice range there for their customers too. So we've got a really good team as well. My wife, Emma, and myself, we're the owners of it. We've both had a number of businesses in the past, so we've got some real business experience, but we also have some fairly relevant education under our belts as well. And also we have a production manager, Mark Gooley is his name. He's been working in the manufacturing environment for about 30 years and specialising in consumable products. So he's integral to our whole process as well. So we think we've got the team to move forward, and winning a prize like this is just going to be able to fill the gaps in the knowledge that we do have, but also being able to take it to another level of commercialisation.
Beautiful, Russell. That, if you're wondering, if you've just tuned in to ABC Coast FM and you think, am I listening to an ad here for a product? We're actually talking to Russell Gibbons. He has won last night the Sunshine Coast Innovation Centre's Business Pitch Competition, and that was his pitch. It's 19 past five on ABC Coast FM. We just need to do this.
ABC Traffic.
And talk to Brad from ATN. Hello, Brad.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mary Lou. I'll give you my traffic pitch.
Please do.
All right. Unfortunately, two crashes are getting cleared at the moment. One at Nambour Showgrounds Road near Coronation Avenue, and a two-vehicle crash at Maroochydore Bradman Avenue at O'Connor Street. It generally hasn't been looking too bad on the majors congestion-wise. No problems on the Bruce Highway or Sunshine Motorways. Moolabar Road, some build up there around Sugar Road through Alexandra Headland. I'm Brad. A final update around quarter to six on ABC Coast FM.
Thank you so much, Brad. You are listening to ABC Coast FM, 20 past five. In the studio with me, I have Mark Paddenberg from the Sunshine Coast Innovation Centre and Russell Gibbons, who won with his wife the Sunshine Coast Innovation Centre's Business Pitch Competition. Now, Russell, what made you think that this business would be viable?
Well, we've got some background in it. We also have a wholesaling business as well. And in our travels with that, we noticed that there was a gap in the market. Plus, we needed to look at our own business as well and find out what else we could specialise in. And we just found that in the equine industry, there was a gap in this. And in Europe and the US, there seems to be a fairly consolidated industry like this. So we went about thinking, well, why not make it some Australian produce? And we really are passionate about Australian manufacturing and produce. There's not many of us left, and I think we need to try and support the industry. And so we went about trying to create and build a product that is all natural, Australian made, and innovative and unique. And as well, we wanted to have a brand, because if we're going to put all this work in to creating something, we want people to recognise that brand, you know, moving 10 years down the track, and recognise it as a good quality product.
Well, not only did you win, but you won $20,000. So I guess you're going to have a slap-up dinner tonight. But will that, is that a reward for you, or will that just go straight back into the business?
Well, from the actual, it's not a cash-based reward.
Okay.
So that's a value-based reward. So a lot of that comes into with business-based professionals. So we get services from, you know, marketing professionals. We get services from legal professionals and the entrepreneur in residence and the support from the Innovation Centre. And that's the stuff that we really need. You know, in all honesty, cash would be great. But to be perfectly frank, I think to get access to certain professionals, which, you know, is very difficult to get to when you're always working on something, it will really give us the leg up that we need to improve our business. Our business is already trading. You know, we're already out there. We know it's working, but we want to make it work in a larger way, and we need professional help for that.
So, Mark, how much investment do you have in making sure that Russell's business grows and is successful?
Look, a lot of investment. We want to make sure that it is a success. I think he's got the key ingredients to be successful. As you can see, he's got the passion. He's done the market research. He's got a deep niche. So my role with Dr. Dean Alley, our entrepreneur in residence, will be to work with Russell and the team to work out the gaps in their business plan, connect them with the right people, perhaps some capital later on down the track, give them the mentoring and advice, particularly about the things that typically new startups, the mistakes they do make, and we want to avoid those typically. That will be our focus the first 3 months.
And at the Innovation Centre, do you have room, do you have space, or do you have a waiting list for people wanting to come and take up what's on offer there?
Yeah, we're about 92% occupancy at the moment. We have got some room for new startup companies. If they're interested, please give us a call. But yes, we do have room, and we've created a flexible space now. We've got what we call co-working space, hot office space, that allows up to four or five startups to share the one larger room. It makes it more affordable that way. We do have hot office space as well, and then we've got the full membership for those companies that want 24/7 access to a dedicated room for themselves.
And where does your funding come from for the Innovation Centre?
Look, it's a mix of three areas. The state government does give us some funding, and also the university provide us with a grant and a fantastic facility on campus, on the fastest growing regional campus in Australia. And then we do have the rental model. So the 26 companies that we do have in the Innovation Centre are paying rent pretty close to commercial rates. But for that, they get that mentoring and advice, the flexible lease space, and being part of an ecosystem that where there's a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of energy and a lot of great things happening.
Mm. Russell, I can hear your boys getting restless.
Yes, it is. I've got them this weekend.
2 and 4, is that right?
3 and 5.
3 and 5-year-old boys.
Future entrepreneurs.
Indeed, indeed. So we'll let you go. But Russell Givens and Mark Paddenberg, thank you so much for coming in, and very exciting news, and congratulations again, Russell.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you for having me.